This episode of the AM Archives contains violence and death. Listener discretion is advised.
Deputy Director Wadsworth.
Hello, Ellie.
Helen?
Well, that's a relief. I wasn't sure you'd recognize my voice.
How? What do you want?
Good. You filled in the blanks. I've got a friend of yours here.
Hello, Ellie.
Owen, what's going on?
Well, it would...
You see, I've done a little jailbreak, and I would so desperately like to see you before I disappear into the wind forever. We have unfinished business, you and I.
Do we?
Oh, come on. Don't be coy, Ellie. I didn't get to finish what I started so many years ago, and it'd be awfully sweet of you to help me out.
Why on earth would I do that?
Because if I can't get closure with you, well, I might just have to use good old Agent Green here as a stand-in. That's what he's good for, isn't it? Taking the fall for you?
Don't listen to her, Ellie. Get...
Helen, stop! Green?
I'm fine.
That was just a little preview. If you don't leave your cushy new office right now and come here, Agent Green's brain will be mush.
If you think I'm going to willingly walk into my own death trap, you have another thing coming.
Oh, come on, Ellie. We both know that you think you could outwit me. You can't. But that doesn't mean you're not going to try. Especially with poor little Owen Green on the line.
You overestimate his importance, Helen. As always, you think you know which moves I'm going to make, but you've chosen the wrong pawn. You're right. Owen Green has been a valuable scapegoat. He's outlived his usefulness. You're not getting anything from me, Helen. Not anymore. Agent Malcolm, I need the jet right away. I have to go to Boston.
From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives. This is episode 15, I Can Die When I'm Done, by Lauren Shippen.
Owen!
I'm fine. I need you to... She's gonna try and kill Ellie.
I don't care about that right now. We need to get you
a
doctor.
Just...
Just keep pressure on the wound,
Joan.
Okay? And...
Joan.
God, Owen.
I'm sorry.
Just hold on. Keep pressure. Here. Okay. Stay still. Stay still. You're losing a lot of blood.
You can't let her hurt anyone else.
Ellie can handle herself.
I'm so sorry, Joan.
Owen, stop.
No, just stop. Let me say this. I'm sorry for all the things I did. I'm sorry I betrayed you. I should have done more to fix it. I'm so sorry.
It's all right, Owen. It's all right.
No. It's not all right. It's one of the...
We need to... Help! Somebody, please! Sam! Jackson!
He's a good man.
What?
Agent Crawford. Jackson, he's a... He's a better man than I ever was.
No. You've been making things better. You're trying to make things better. There is still time.
No, I don't think there is, Joan. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm gonna be okay. I just need you to...
Owen, stop. You are not going to die.
I don't know. I don't feel my best, Joan. Well, your sweater. You love that sweater. It's since all bloody now.
God damn it! Somebody help! Oliver! Max!
No, they're doing important work. You gotta let them do it.
Owen, you are bleeding out. I have to go get help.
No, please. Stay. I need you to stay, please. I need you to...
Owen. Owen, you have to stay awake. Just tell me what I need to do. Please, just tell me. I forgive you, okay? Okay, I forgive you. I forgive you. Well, then what? Then what? Tell me, just please, just please, just please.
I love you, Joe. And I need you to be happy.
Owen. Owen.
Aren't you going to let me in?
I would say that it's good to see you, Helen, but, well, it's not.
Thank you for coming.
You didn't give me much choice. Where's Owen?
So you do care.
Rogue murderous atypicals are my purview. I'm just doing my job.
That's the watch phrase of Ellie Wadsworth, isn't it? You're always just doing your job.
And what are you doing, exactly? Terrorizing a building full of people who are just trying to help you?
Everyone is always trying to help me. And look what it led to.
I really did want to help you, Helen. And I know you don't believe me, but I spent years holding Rostova back, and if you had just given me more time...
Bullshit! You were never going to let me out. You made me trust you, care about you, and it was all just to break me down, make me a willing
that
puppet.
That is not true, Helen. I did care about you. But let's not pretend that I'm the only one who broke trust between us. You killed me.
Not well enough, but that changes right now. What? Why isn't it?
Oh, what, feeling a bit out of practice, Helen?
What did you do?
You can't hurt me anymore. Not you, not any atypical.
What the fuck did you do to yourself, Ellie?
I used the resources at my disposal to make sure that what you did to me could never happen again.
We'll see about that.
How's it coming?
Well, as quickly as the last time you asked, 18 seconds ago.
Is there anything I can be doing, you know, to help speed this along?
Sure, you could shut up and make sure Tall, Dark, and Unconscious over there doesn't go up in flames. God damn it!
What is it?
The serum, it's not binding correctly.
Well... You still need the shipamine, right? Jackson will be back soon, and then...
Even with the shipamine, if I don't get this step right, there's no hope of the serum ever working, and we might as well just let that insane woman kill us now before we all get blown
Oliver,
up.
Oliver, stop freaking out and focus. What do you need to make it work?
Don't you think if I knew the answer to that, I'd be trying it?
Listen, I don't know anything about any of this stuff, so I can't exactly help you.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
But I can stand here and continue to remind you that you need to figure this out now. No pressure, but if you don't, we're all gonna die.
Wow, have you ever thought about being a motivational speaker?
Oliver.
You know, I could just leave.
Oh, yeah? How?
I could do it. I could just break a window and transmute the outer wall into something I could scale down.
Yeah, that sounds safe.
Yeah, well, I don't have a horse in this race. I don't care who lives or dies. I just want to be free.
Okay, so why don't you? Leave.
Well, I like a puzzle. Solving difficult chemical equations, it's fun.
Uh-huh, sure. Who doesn't love to solve a puzzle next to a ticking time bomb?
The stakes will make the victory that much sweeter.
Come on, we're growing on you, aren't we? Admit it.
I will do no such thing. I haven't had... Well, you know how it goes. The isolation.
Of Tier 5, you mean?
Yes, the isolation is... The isolation is crushing. Human beings are social creatures, and despite my extraordinary status, I am no different.
Okay.
It's nice how much you all care for each other.
Surprised you got that from the blow-up fight Joan and I had.
I have siblings. I recognize the kind of fight that's coming from fear and love, not anger.
Sounds like you do have a horse in this race.
Maybe. I suppose it would be a shame for all of you to die horrible, violent deaths.
Also, you wouldn't get that nice chunk of change from Sam.
Look, I'm a transmuter. I can spin straw into gold.
Then do that now. You're a highly accomplished biochemist, remember? You can do this. You can spin straw into a serum.
I wasn't being literal, numbskull. I can't actually turn hay into gold. Not to say that I can't make gold, I can. But I need at least some of the base elements, which is exactly the problem here. I'm operating off of imperfect, transmuted chemicals, and they aren't interacting with each other the way they should be.
So transmute them more until they do.
I don't have time to explain alchemy to you, coma guy. Wait. You have the serum in your blood.
Yeah?
Let me use it.
Excuse me?
If I have some of your blood, I can extract certain elements of the serum. It will be a much closer approximation than trying to transmute isopropyl alcohol into thiomersal.
What?
Come on, you've already been the guinea pig once today.
And look how that turned out.
Mark. This could work. This could save Alex and stop Helen. I just need a little blood.
Fine, yeah, whatever. Take what you need.
Thank you.
Oh, so we're just going right for it then, huh?
Okay. I'm sorry, did you want to take a moment in this extreme dire situation to feel your feelings? I thought we'd moved on from the bonding portion of this conversation.
Okay, yeah, jeez. Shut up and get on with it.
Okay, this may pinch just a little, yeah.
Not a super delicate touch, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm not a doctor.
Right, that's comforting.
All right, good. Grab a Band-Aid and be quiet, I need to concentrate.
Right.
Yeah, this is gonna work. Okay, just one more slight tweak and...
Oh, God, what Jackson!
What in the fuck?
Guys!
We have a problem.
You think I was this close to...
Why is there blood on the floor?
It's mine.
What?
And I'm gonna need another sample.
Jackson, what's the problem?
Wadsworth is here.
What?
She came here to see Helen.
Well, that's one less problem we have to worry about. Wadsworth will be dead before we can get downstairs, and then maybe Helen will leave the rest of us in peace.
You can keep drawing, Helen, but you may end up killing yourself before killing me.
I don't understand. How?
You always believed in me, Helen. Always thought me capable of great things. You were right.
Experimenting on yourself wasn't exactly what I was imagining. I don't think it was what you were imagining either.
Yes, well, people change.
No, they don't. They just show their true faces.
Is that what you did? Was any of it real? Or were you manipulating me from the start?
I don't know. I've lost track of what's real.
Do you want to hurt people, Helen?
I want to be free.
Then why didn't you just walk out of here the moment you could?
Not free like that. Free of everything else.
We don't get clean slates in life. Trust me. Do you regret it?
No.
Hurting all the people you have?
No. They all had it coming.
Owen didn't.
Joan, you shouldn't be here. I have this under control.
Owen didn't deserve to die. Dr. Sharp didn't deserve to die.
What are you saying?
She killed them, Ellie.
Owen is what?
They are both just the same as me. People want to call me a monster? Fine, but that goes both ways.
They weren't monsters. They were trying to help you.
Oh, yes. Owen Green was such a help. The 10 years I spent in here alone and abused. He did such a stellar job of taking care of me.
He was trying to make things right.
And now I'm trying to make things right.
Joan, is he really?
Yes.
Helen.
Oh, no, no, no. I know that face, Director Wadsworth. You are not going to lock me up again.
Helen, you have to know that there are consequences to your actions.
And there are consequences to your actions, Ellie. I may not be able to hurt you, but I can still hurt someone you care about.
There. That should keep Alex under for another 20 minutes.
Thanks for taking over sedation duties.
It's the circle of comas.
Jackson, could you please stop pacing?
What? I hate just sitting here.
I wish you would sit.
Max, you can't ask me to just chill out. We haven't heard from Joan or Sam or Director Green for 20 minutes now, and for all we know, Wadsworth is already dead.
And we can't do anything about that until we have the serum. Look, I get it, man. I want to find them too, but none of us can fight her, and we can't have you running around and getting distracted when...
Need me to run and inject Helen. Yeah, I know.
Glad to see you finally calm down enough to be pragmatic, Mark.
Yeah, well, getting experimented on and then having a bunch of your blood removed from your body would take the wind out of anyone's sails.
Maybe you should sit down then.
Not a bad idea. Is anyone else having, like, the worst week?
Everybody up! Look alive!
Oh my God.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Great, give it to me.
Okay, now make sure she doesn't see you coming. Her frequency manipulation could seriously mess with your speed if she put her mind to it.
Okay, and then I just...
Yeah, just... I'd say go for the neck or shoulder, and don't be delicate about it either. Just get the serum into her bloodstream.
And we're sure it'll work.
I fucking hope so.
Yes, it's gonna work.
Guys, we're really comfortable with injecting someone with an experimental serum without their consent.
She's a murderer, Mags.
Still.
Okay, well, it's either that or I transmute her blood into tar and give her a slow and painful death.
Whoa, can you, actually do that?
You know what? I don't know. I've never tried. Let's not find out, huh?
Right. Okay. Wish me luck.
Godspeed.
Very funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought so too.
No!
Weak spot after all.
Please, please, don't hurt her.
You can't keep it up, can you? You've overexerted yourself.
Just a little performance anxiety. Give me a moment, and I'll be able to stop your heart quite spectacularly.
Please, Helen, what do you want? Whatever it is, I'll do it.
My, my, my. Looks like I got replaced.
No, no, I still care about you.
Then why did you leave? You finally got into a position to change things, and you just left me locked up
here. I was trying to protect you.
Stop lying to me. Rostova got his way, and you just stood by.
Because it wasn't just Rostova. I couldn't let them find out about you.
Oh, yeah. Is that why you scrubbed my files? To protect me?
Yes! Yes.
Well, you've done a fucking terrible job, Ellie.
I know.
What?
Jackson,
what? Joan,
who the hell are you?
Joan, are you okay?
I'm fine.
What did you do to me?
I stopped you.
No. No, I destroyed all of it.
Should have destroyed the alchemist in the building, too.
Oliver.
What did you do to her?
It's an ability suppressant.
An invention of Dr. Sharp's. What turned out to be her life's work. Wow, isn't that just a kick in the teeth? You kill the doctor and you still get screwed over every which way.
You mean you can't? You can't?
Just what you always wanted, Ellie. Me. Defanged.
I've never wanted that.
Look, Oliver isn't sure how long it'll actually last,
so... Do what you have to do.
Helen!
She'll be fine. I just knocked her out. Joan, why are you covered in blood? Where are Sam and Owen?
Joan? Owen? Helen? Oh my God. Owen!
Be back by now. What's taking so long?
Jackson can handle himself. He'll be fine.
Well, if he doesn't get back in the next few minutes, I'm gonna go down there myself.
Wow, pragmatic Mark did not last long.
Jackson?
Oh my God, Sam,
Well, Sam... Oh, what... Whose blood is that?
Owen's.
What?
He's dead.
Alex!
The AM Archives is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Octavia Bray, and Caitlin Schneiderhan. This episode was written by Lauren Shippen. In it, you heard the voices of Julia Morizawa as Dr. Bright, Ian McEwan as Agent Green, Lauren Shippen as Sam, Alex Marshall-Brown as Wadsworth, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Dion Earle as Jackson, Bryce Charles as Max, Christian Brune as Oliver Ritz, and Helen Highfield as Helen. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives is produced by Lauren Shippen, Jordan Cope, Brigham Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.